ESP, extrasensory perception. But what does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to our collective consciousness and understanding? Extrasensory perception can actually mean many different things. We all communicate with each other on a number of different levels. We can call this mental telepathy. The art of communication on a non-physical level. We all communicate with each other on physical levels, such as speech, hearing, and more. There are many ways to communicate on a physical level. Sound is one important method. But we also communicate with each other on non-physical, non-verbal levels. Spirits communicate telepathically or through mental telepathy with each other and also with us. Contrary to popular accepted belief, we all communicate through telepathy with each other and also with non-physical beings like spirits. So we're all really able to communicate telepathically with one another, and we do. We communicate with each other telepathically during the day and also at night while we are dreaming, while we are in the dream state. We communicate with other people that are sleeping and also with spirits. So we communicate with spirits as well as others who are sleeping. How do we develop our psychic ability, our extrasensory perception? How do we develop our mental telepathy? These centers are already active inside each one of us. We are born with the ability to communicate on nonverbal, non-physical levels with each other and also with spirits. There is the physical part of us and the non-physical part of us. The physical part of us uses verbal communication methods like speech to transfer information between each one of us and the desired listening audience. But we also communicate on a non-physical level, sending out thought impulses that are picked up and discerned or read by each one of us. So we're constantly sending out different kinds of signals, both verbal signals on a physical level and telepathic signals on a non-physical level. So we're sending out both at the same time. Thoughts begin on a non-physical level. Thoughts begin on a non-physical level and then are projected up to where we create speech. So essentially, all verbal communication begins as non-verbal mental telepathy. When we think of a thought, it actually begins at another level, a deeper level inside each one of us. This is in turn projected up through thought impulse into where we formulate speech. So essentially, all of our thoughts send out signals that can be picked up and read by others around us and others who are not so close. We're constantly receiving these thought impulses, this mental telepathy from others. We are constantly being bombarded by the mental chatter that we pick up that originates from those around us, also media sources, things that we hear and things that we watch, all have underlying signals. And these signals are healthy and natural and not something to be frightened of. We normally pick these signals up on unconscious levels, on levels that are non-physical, and we process them in many ways. So it's important to understand that we normally pick up information on non-verbal, telepathic levels constantly throughout the day and also at night. Much of this we filter out. On a conscious level, we may not understand any of it. The filtering process leaves many people to wonder if they're hearing anything at all. Mental telepathy is something that is created by thought on a non-physical level. It is also picked up or perceived on that same non-verbal, non-hearing, non-physical level. So each one of us is sending out non-verbal, non-physical information all the time. We're actually sending out our thoughts. The thoughts that we have, both on a conscious and subconscious level, have an energy to them. Our thoughts, on multiple levels, have an energy to them. Each thought that we have has a specific energy to it. So when we are thinking thoughts, either consciously or subconsciously, we're actually sending them out, releasing them, much like a bubble of air travels from the bottom of a lake to the top. They float to the surface, and they are generated and released. So we're sending out these generated, energetic thought impulses all the time. We're just doing it on a non-physical level. It's automatic and naturally a part of our system. Remember I said that we have two parts to us, the physical and the non-physical. Telepathic signals or telepathic thoughts are being generated and sent out automatically on a non-physical level. Each one of our thoughts has a corresponding energy to it. And these thoughts are projected out from the deepest part of our system and right out of our physical bodies. And these thoughts can be picked up as an energy by others and processed and deciphered. And sometimes things are lost in translation. So thoughts and meanings and emotions that are generated by an individual are not always interpreted correctly by the receiving individuals. That's where the processing and filtering systems come in, and we all have those. So it's not a perfect method of communication, but it is the most basic and the most ancient form of talking with one another. All people are essentially spirits, which is that non-physical part of us, each one of us. And spirits do not have vocal cords, nor do they have ears. Visually, when coming across a spirit, you may see mouths and ears and eyes, but those are all visual representations. Spirits do not have a physical body, and they naturally communicate through mental telepathy. Mental telepathy is something that is really quite profound. And you can have the expectation of actually hearing a voice or voices when nonverbal communication is being received. That also is decided by the processing system and filtering system that each one of us has, and is a little bit different in each one of us as well. So when we're receiving signals on a telepathic level, each one of those packets of information comes in the form of telepathic energy. As we process it and filter it and decipher it, we can actually and naturally transform those thought impulses of energy into what appears to be sound, so that we can hear the words, hear the ideas that were originally generated by the thoughts of others. And these packets of information can and do contain a variety of information themselves. Ideas can contain information and emotion as well. So not only do we send out telepathic signals of information, but also of emotions. Most information that is being telepathically transmitted includes some emotional content, and that's important to understand. It can also include ideas and colors, and packets of information that include all of the above. So, thought impulses that we generate and project out into the open, outside of our body, contain many different kinds of information. As I said before, all of us generate these telepathic thoughts and impulses, telepathic information. It's something we generate and send forth out of ourselves throughout the day and also the evening when we're sleeping. Also, while we're dreaming and we're in the dream state, that's when we most often notice our telepathic communications. Although we think we're speaking and hearing sounds during our dreams, we're actually picking up nonverbal telepathic communication from others who are sleeping, and also spirits, processing that information, and then receiving it when what appears to be a verbal level. So we actually think that we're hearing it. And really, to a certain extent, that we are. We're merely interpreting telepathic information generated by others that was always meant to be heard. Even if it's transmitted through another source, through another method. So it's important to understand that we really don't have to do anything in order to transmit telepathic ideas, emotions, and information. We're already doing that. So you don't have to think of ways and concepts on how to transmit telepathic information better. It's not an exercise that we really have to do. What we need to learn how to do is to better pick up and interpret these signals and to bring them forth into our consciousness so we remember these encounters that we have, and not just in the dream state, but in our waking life. This is what we all need to practice on: how to better interpret these signals that are constantly being sent by others, both living people and spirits. So living people and spirits are both sending out telepathic information throughout the day and evening, 24 hours a day. What we have to do is learn how to pick it up. And not just when we're in that telepathic state of mind, such as when we're dreaming. The question is, how do we improve our reading, our picking up, our understanding of the telepathic information that's being generated and sent by others from both the physical level and non-physical levels? And by the physical levels, I mean through people who are living right now and sending out telepathic information. And by non-physical levels, I mean those who do not have a physical body and are merely generating telepathic information and are not generating verbal communication. How do we learn to more easily pick up, understand, and recognize these invisible but very telepathic and very real communications from others? And the first way to accomplish this is to understand that we naturally pick up information from others. We're doing it all the time. We just don't always recognize it. We are constantly picking up packets of information with emotional content and even visual information all the time. What we need to learn how to do is to strengthen that system. Because we're living on a planet in the physical world, we have learned how to pick up mostly physical signals and communication. We pay attention to physical sound and visual stimulus that we get from the world around us. So, as young children, we began to filter out these nonverbal telepathic communications that we've always received in order to favor physical communication, such as speech and listening or hearing, and visual information that comes to us through our eyes on a physical level. And there's so much happening around us, and these signals are so strong, we all know it, that it tends to filter out and even block us from perceiving and, more importantly, remembering the nonverbal, non-physical communications, the nonverbal, non-physical information and emotional content and visual content that are always being sent to us. So our minds are paying attention to the outside physical stimulus that's always coming at us while we're in our physical bodies. And we have to learn how to listen to non-physical signals that are also coming to us. We have to learn how to center ourselves. And by centering, I mean that we are always paying attention to outside information that comes to us in a very loud way, a very powerful way. And we need to learn how to listen to the more subtle information that's coming to us all the time. One way to achieve this is through centering exercises and meditations. That can really help our minds begin to practice some self-control. So we're not always slaves to physical communication that's so powerful and is happening all around us all the time. The different signals that we get. Through all the things that we hear and all the things that we see. Radio and television and movies and video games, the conversations that we hear in the mall and at work, the conversations, the visual ideas and stimulation that we get when we see any of these things through our eyes really takes us over and tends to push away these more subtle communications that are coming to us all the time. So centering, reining in our minds from becoming slaves to outside and physical communications. And this is not to say that the outside physical, visual, and auditory information that we get is wrong or substandard or not the real communications at all. It's very real. So we're not really trying to say which one is better. They're both completely natural for people who are living in the physical world. So we get physical signals from the world around us, auditory and visual, and we also get telepathic signals that are being generated by these very same people and systems. Recognizing that both of these methods of communication are happening at once, and recognizing that they're both natural and good for us. So if we understand something about how mental telepathy occurs and how natural it really is, can be a beginning way for us to understand and increase our own mental telepathy, our own extrasensory perceptions. Understanding how the system works is one of the great keys to increasing our own understanding and practice of ESP. Understanding how the system works, understanding that it is completely natural, and one is not better than the other. We need our physical communication in the physical world. But just one part of us is physical. The eternal part of us is not physical, and is quite used to communicating through extrasensory perceptions, through mental telepathies, with other beings. So, if we want to communicate with spirits, and many people do, it's best to know that we're doing it all the time. You are already communicating with spirits. Sometimes you may do this at night, and sometimes you may do this when you're not sleeping as well. When we're in the dream state, we naturally use telepathic communication. To understand and speak with other people who are sleeping, other people who are dreaming, and spirits who do not possess physical attributes and must communicate with mental telepathy, with extrasensory perceptions. So we all do these things while we're sleeping. All of us communicate with spirits and with other living people who are in the dream state. We all communicate using mental telepathy. That's how we speak to each other while we're dreaming. That's how we do it. All we have to do is increase our understanding and practice of how mental telepathy, how extrasensory perceptions operate in our system. There's a science to it, a non-physical science, but a science. It operates in us naturally, just like our auras function naturally from our non-physical systems. Extrasensory perception is a natural part of us all. We do it every day. We communicate with each other on more than one level. We all communicate using mental telepathy. It's something we do naturally. That's where our thoughts begin. Some of our thoughts actually make it up to a verbal level. But all of our thoughts, regardless if they make it to that verbal level, are generated on non-physical levels first. And all of those thoughts, all of those ideas and concepts, have a corresponding energy to them. And they're generated and sent forth by the very fact that we are thinking them. We propel them outside of our physical system. So it's true that thoughts have energy. They have power. Each one of our thoughts has an energy and power to it. It has its own unique code, so to speak, and can be interpreted depending on the receiving person, much as we sent out the original idea. And there is a matter of interpretation. Everyone does not interpret things in the same way. And some people have complicated and even troubled filtering systems. Also, through negative emotional energies that are trapped deep inside of us, these telepathic signals that are being sent by others may not actually be able to get up into our conscious level. They can be blocked. Blocked by trapped emotional energies that constrict the natural communication pathways that we all have in that non-physical part of us. So, even though this information is being sent out constantly, depending on how your system functions and its purity, its operating level, how much junk there is trapped deep down inside of each one of us, determines how much of this energy will actually be retained, how much of the telepathic ideas and concepts that are sent by others will be retained by each one of us. So if we're not paying attention and we're completely blocked up, we're not going to be processing a lot of telepathic information that's being sent to us, and sometimes directly. That is one of the difficult things with mental telepathy, with mental communication. One person sends out an idea on a non-physical level, and then another person picks it up and has to process and filter it in order for it to be understood on the level that we understand thoughts. So, a spirit that is used to communicating telepathically might have an easier time processing and filtering information that occurs that spirit is picking up on a non-physical level. Whereas people who are living, like human beings, have to try harder. We have to try harder. We're very much attuned to physical reality, and physical signals, both visual and auditory, coming at us at all times. We're mostly paying attention to these physical signals because it seems to relate more closely to our physical system and physical bodies. Mental telepathy is picked up on non-physical levels. And so, if those areas of your system are not functioning correctly because of trapped emotional energies like anger and fear that may have occurred to you as a young child, where a lot of these emotional energies seem to be stronger in our earlier system, then you're not going to be able to perceive, process, and filter this information correctly. And there's lots of extra mental chatter that needs to be filtered so that we get the original concept. And that would include any kind of visual signals that are coming to us on a telepathic level as well. There's so much information out there that's being sent on non-physical, non-verbal levels that we naturally try to filter out information that we feel we don't need or that is unhealthy for our system. The important thing here is to understand that we naturally communicate telepathically with each other and also with spirits. By clearing out our inner system of trapped emotional energies, centering ourselves, and doing reasonable meditations, we can increase the level of understanding of non-physical systems and non-physical communications that are all around us. And there are many ways and many healthy methods of releasing energy that we no longer need, that act as blockages to receiving telepathic ideas and concepts. We all have ESP. We all practice extrasensory perceptions. We all practice mental telepathy. Knowing that will really help you understand that you're not that far away from better receiving and understanding these signals. Know that they operate inside of our systems naturally. All of our systems. Both people who are living in the physical world and not living in the physical world all generate and send out and propel their thoughts and images through mental telepathy, and we pick up these same thoughts and images through mental telepathy ourselves. So this is operating in our system all the time. Knowing how natural these communications are, and that they're happening all the time anyway, should help us increase the practice of ESP and mental telepathy.